Okay. Do you have another question?
This to Ms. Liston. I think you said that tourism and industrial development are not good partners. Is that correct?
No. What I said was tourism and industrialization of an area this small are not very compatible.
Okay. So...
And, of course, that's an opinion based on living in this community, which I did.
Okay. Now, have you looked at the Searsport Town homepage?
Yes.
And you're aware that the town has proudly described its seaport roots and history?
Yes.
And that includes a major chemical industry, petroleum product shipping, paper, lumber, chemicals continue to arrive and depart from the seaport.
I'm not opposed to the development of the seaport in the town of Searsport. I think that's wonderful. What I'm opposed to is industrialization that begins to look like Newark, New Jersey, where you would not cite an inn of the type that we have been trying to develop this past year. And that, sir, is an opinion. I realize that.
Have you looked at the visual simulations of that have been done of the tank?
Yes.
And from where you are, your inn is located, you think you can see the tank?
Sir, from where I live, the town of Searsport, you can see the tank and anywhere when you start driving US 1 as you go in that direction. Most of our traffic goes from south to north going up that road, and I can not only see the tank if I get on that road, can't see it from my doorway. No, sir, I can't. Is that what you're asking? No, sir, I can't.
And you can't see it everywhere on Route 1, can you?
Not everywhere on Route 1. And, of course, there will be increased traffic due to the tank, and we need to take that into consideration, too. I'm looking at the bigger picture, the long-range plan of how it's going to impact when our tourism industry decides they don't want to drive those routes because of the increased traffic. Not just the visual impact, although the visual impact is significant.
And what do you think the increased truck or traffic is?
I believe the number you put into your report is 144.
And
I believe 144 is the right term. A maximum, was it maximum you said? Maximum of 144?
What it said was that if you ran the loading racks 24/7, the maximum number of trucks you could fill was 144.
That's right. That's what you said.
And that was done for purposes of the air permit, which requires you to calculate the maximum possible emissions.
So it's in the report. It could be 144.
Well, I think... Were you here last night?
Yes, I was.
So you understand the discussion that, in fact, it won't be anything like 144?
I understood the discussion, but I know what's in your report.
Okay. What is the thing that causes you to think that you won't be able to stay open if the tank is built?
A large number of our... this was our first year of business, I mentioned that. We did very little marketing. We live in a historic building. We've made it look very attractive. We've done a lot of work in there to entice people to come to a relaxing environment where they can get away from the rest of the world. A lot of our business has been from the rest of New England south of here, some of it from Canada, pretty good slice from Canada. I can get data if you need that. But also from all parts across the U.S. and some European people. They're seeing our comments on TripAdvisor as being a great destination place to get away. And TripAdvisor, to our great surprise, which we didn't know until we opened this business, I had never even seen it until we started hearing about it when we had comments on there, to our great surprise, is one of the places that many people seem to go to find out information about places they want to stay. So our comments on TripAdvisor have greatly influenced the business we've had so far. Otherwise, we would never have had very much business. We didn't even plan on this much business to start with because we didn't market it. We were just trying to get started. So when the comments on TripAdvisor start being negative as opposed to positive, and in our opinion, and of course we're just talking supposition here because we don't have data, we'll have data later, but it'll be too late then. When we have data, we can tell you a little bit more. But right now, it's our opinion that our positive comments are bringing tourists into this area specifically to stay with us, and that is what they're saying, specifically to visit your inn, this historic building. We don't expect that to happen when it becomes difficult to be here for a lot of other different reasons, including traffic and the side of the tank.
So you're assuming?
We're assuming, sir.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Because that's all we can do at this point. Just like you're waiting until you can provide the SSI information after you have got the proof.
Let's let them move on. I think we answered the question.
Okay.
And we're
going
to run out of time. We have 1 hour to go.
Yes.
And you have 2 more panels.
Right.